that's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Fulton County judge overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case involving Donald Trump and co-defendants, ruling that Trump can appeal his decision last week that allowed DA Fani Willis to remain on the case. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled last week that Fani Willis could remain on the case if she removed her ex-boyfriend Nathan Wade from her team. Wade has since resigned. But with Trump and his co-defendants saying McAfee should have disqualified the DA, the judge says he'll allow an appeal of his ruling even as the case proceeds.
A third former police officer in Mississippi has been sentenced for his role in the targeting and torture of two black men last year. Daniel Opdyke received 17 and a half years in federal prison. Opdyke is one of six officers who pleaded guilty to charges. In Ohio, Bernie Marino, endorsed by Donald Trump, won the GOP Senate primary race last night. He'll now go up against Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in the general election. This is ABC News. New Zealand cracking down on vaping use by minors.
The target, disposable e-cigarettes. New Zealand's Associate Health Minister, Casey Costello.
We still need to see vaping as it's an incredibly helpful tool for tobacco cessation, smoking cessation. So we want to make sure the product is still available for those who need it to quit smoking, but balance that to make sure it's not available to young people.
The government also will be raising financial penalties for those who sell such products to those under 18. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
No one won last night's Mega Millions jackpot worth $893 million, but with no winner, Friday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $977 million. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, not too shabby either, up to $687 million. Today is the first full day of spring, but it feels more like winter in parts of the Midwest. People in parts of upstate New York are dealing with lake effect snow, and more's on the way. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for four lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds down ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 21.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Four people are suspected in the beating death of a 61-year-old Stevens Point man. Ted Allen has more.
Police in Stevens Point say Donald G. Miller was assaulted just before midnight Friday night in a downtown parking lot there. After being rushed to a Stevens Point hospital, Mitchell was airlifted to a Wausau hospital. That's where he died. An 18-year-old and 20-year-old connected with the death have been taken into custody, while police say two 19-year-olds are wanted for questioning. A motive behind the beating hasn't been disclosed.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not hold back on his opinion about the recall against him. He says the people signing the petitions are whack jobs and morons. He spoke to reporters in Madison on Tuesday and said there's lots of problems with the recall effort, including felons who were used to collect signatures and accusations that organizers lied to people about just what they were signing. Recall organizers say they hired reputable people and accused Voss of interference. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the hiring of a substitute superintendent, the hiring of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards to do a search for a new superintendent, and the board will also go into closed session to discuss employee issues. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Last week, the Durand City Council approved a resolution to apply for a loan from the Wisconsin DNR's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to replace the base of the wastewater treatment plant in 2025. If approved, the $850,000 loan could have 70% of the principal forgiven. Now, any costs the city incurs for engineering of the project could be paid for by the loan. The city must get the engineering done and applications submitted by June. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident on Highway 29 in Gilman Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 44-year-old Julie Moritz of Menominee was traveling westbound on Highway 29 and started to turn onto Highway Double C when she struck an eastbound vehicle driven by 83-year-old Thomas Gunderson of Spring Valley. Moritz was taken to Mayo Hospital in Menominee, while Gunderson was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. Republican lawmakers in Western Wisconsin are calling Governor Tony Evers' latest visit to Eau Claire a stunt. A number of Republicans from across the area blasted the governor Monday for holding a press conference in Eau Claire just days ahead of the closing at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls. The Republicans say the governor vetoed their plan to provide millions of dollars for the area's other hospitals once the two HSHS hospitals close this week. The Republicans say the governor is exploiting that crisis for his political gain. There's a new federal lawsuit against UW-Eau Claire's chancellor over who was allowed to work at the school's Office of Multicultural Student Services. Former Vice Chancellor of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion and Student Affairs, Olga Diaz, filed the suit. She's accusing Chancellor Jim Schmidt of ordering her to resign after Diaz appointed a white woman to lead the Office of Multicultural Student Services. That woman, Rochelle Hoffman, is also suing the school and Schmidt. She says she was hounded out of the job because she's white. The university has denied any claims of racial discrimination or bias. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The Pepin County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include action on a resolution to support grant applications to purchase the bike trail, action on a resolution to establish an ad hoc committee to review the pros and cons of changing the form of government to county administrator, and reports from county board committees. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 at the boardroom at the Pepin County Government Center. Durand and the Chippewa Valley are looking at more than just a dusting of snow tomorrow and into Friday. Forecasters say the overnight snow could be plowable. That means between 2 and 5 inches of snow for the entire area. Some areas, though, could see as much as 8 inches. The snow will be the first spring snow of the year, as spring was official just after 10 o'clock last night. One person was injured in a single-vehicle accident on Highway 72 in Spring Lake Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 42-year-old Timothy Fares of Rice Lake was traveling eastbound on Highway 72 when he lost control of the vehicle and entered the ditch. He was taken to Mayo Hospital in Menominee. Firefighters from Lake City and Goodhue Fire Departments and the Minnesota DNR responded to a garage and shed fire in Frontenac on Tuesday. According to the Lake City Fire Department, firefighters were called at about 3:30 Tuesday afternoon and found the garage and shed fully engulfed. Windy conditions also caused the fire to spread into the neighborhood, but they were quickly extinguished. Both the garage and shed were destroyed while firefighters were able to save the home. The cause of the fire appears to be a welding accident. Minnesota lottery officials say a Powerball ticket worth $1 million was sold in Wabasha County. The ticket was purchased for Monday's drawing at a gas station in Zumbrero Falls. The ticket matched the first five numbers drawn on Monday. No one won the jackpot, so the big prize for tonight's drawing is $687 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
A custodian from Wabasha Kellogg High School is in the running for a national award offered by Cintas. Bob Galwiski has been working as a custodian at the school for the last 22 years. His entry on the Custodian of the Year website says he tries hard to make a connection with each student and staff member and calls him a friend and motivator. Cintas will take online votes for the award through April 12th, with the top three finalists winning a trip to Las Vegas. The overall winner will also receive a $10,000 prize. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds out ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 21.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Major League Baseball season opens today in the Seoul Series in South Korea. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Padres and Dodgers played the first of a two-game regular season series, marking the first ever regular season games played in South Korea. Pair of right-handers open things up. Tyler Glasnow for the Dodgers. Yu Darvish will go for San Diego. Cactus League Brewers beat Cleveland 8-5 yesterday. Eric Haas, Willie Adames, and Sal Frelick all homered in the win. NCAA men's basketball tournament tipped off last night. Wagner beat Howard 71-68. Colorado State blew out Virginia 67-42. NIT also underway. A pair of Big Ten teams move on. Minnesota beat Butler 73-72. Iowa down Kansas State 91-82. May seem like odd timing with the NCAA tournament just beginning, but the NCAA transfer portal is open for business. That means teams like Wisconsin and Marquette in the tournament also have to keep an eye on the portal. Badger head coach Greg Gard.
We're managing it. You have to do both. You have to. And you have to focus on preparing and winning on Friday. So yeah, we're monitoring the portal. My phone buzzes. We have a staff text thread that goes that every time somebody of importance, I guess, or of the noteworthy, not every portal entry ever would be a, I don't know how many have happened today, but there was almost 500 yesterday. So yeah, you stay on top of it.
Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison in the opening round on Friday night. Marquette will open against Western Kentucky on Friday afternoon. Nebraska is giving their coach Fred Hoiberg a two-year contract extension that'll keep him in Lincoln through the 2028-29 season. That new deal raises Hoiberg's salary to $4.25 million starting on April the 1st. Wisconsin goaltender Kyle McClellan named Big Ten Goaltender of the Year, was also named All Big Ten First Team yesterday. Mike Hastings was one of three finalists for the Big Ten Coach of the Year honor. That award instead goes to Michigan State's Adam Nightingale. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target exclusive favorite day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. and get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Shell Rotella Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shell Rotella provides triple action to help control wear, deposits, and emissions, and adapts to your driving conditions. Right now, save $5 on all 1 gallon Shell Rotella products. Limits apply. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A new partnership for Deegan. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway. March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
NASCAR Xfinity Series rookie driver Haley Deegan and her AM Racing team will partner with multi-platinum independent musician Cody Jenks for this Saturday's race at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. Deegan will be promoting Jenks' new album, Change the Game, on her number 15 Ford Mustang. Jenks has sold over 2 million tickets and has 4 billion streams across all platforms. Deegan will be looking for a change of luck, as the first four races of the season have seen some struggles, with a best finish of just 15th in Las Vegas. She has three prior starts at the Austin, Texas road course in a NASCAR Craftsman truck. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hooves. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to be used later in the season, creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
25 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. April down 18 to 1611. May down 21 to 1649. June down 22 to 1724. July down 16 at 1802. Cheese markets, barrels down a half to 149.5. 40-pound block steady at 145. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 283 3/4. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 111 3/4. No trades. Dry whey down 2.5 to 40.5, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower with midday box beef prices lower. No development in the cash cattle market. It's no surprise that traders are letting the live cattle contracts drift lower as the market has grown comfortable trading in its sideways trading range as the cash cattle market is driving the force of the complex. Feeder cattle continue to follow the lead of live cattle markets, trading lower as well at the midday. More than anything, the feeder cattle complex passing time until something develops in the cash markets. Meanwhile, hog markets are mostly lower as well, thanks to the resistance pressure that the market can't seem to take out. Meanwhile, a few deferred contracts are moving higher as continued export demand is expected to remain strong and keep prices strong. April live cattle down 62 cents to 187.42. June down 60 cents to 184.40. August down 57 cents to 183.45. March feeder cattle down 77 cents to 249.90. April down 60 cents to 254.47. May down 40 cents to 258.52. April hogs down 47 cents to 85.35. May down 70 cents to 91.25, June down 60 cents to 100.65. At the Chicago Board of Trade at the midday, corn markets are mostly mixed. There's little fresh news to drive action out of the 435 to 440 area. The basis looks to remain flat in the short term as cold weather is slowing field work into the end of the month. That's allowing for greater movement of corn to town ahead of planting. Soybean futures are higher today on consolidation. South American weather should allow for Brazil's harvest to head towards the home stretch, with rain delays likely waiting until next week, with Argentinian conditions remaining in good shape as that crop heads to the finish line. Wheat markets are mostly lower as well, as the market is still unable to consolidate past nearby resistance levels. The dollar is extending its rally ahead of the Federal Reserve statement Wednesday. Matif wheat is also fading from recent highs as well. May corn down 1¾ to 437¾. July down 1¼ to 451. September down 0.5 to 460¼. New crop up 0¼ to 473¼. May beans up 13 to 1198¼. July up 12¼ to 1212¼. August up 11½ to 1209¼. New crop up 11¼ to 1192¼. May soybean meal up 520 to 339.10. May soybean oil up 55 cents to 48.69. Meanwhile, Chicago wheat May down 10 to 542½. July down 9¼ to 558. Minneapolis wheat May and July both down 3¼. May at 652½. July at 659¼. Energy markets are lower today. April crude oil down $1.81 to 81.66. May down $1.70 to 81.03. April and May gas both down 3 cents. April at 272, May at 271. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Land values are facing some downward pressure. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The land market in March is certainly not as warm as this winter has been. That, according to Doug Hensley, the president of Real Estate Services with Hertz Farm Management. He says the slow grind lower for corn and soybean prices as farmers around break-even cash flows for this 2024 crop year. Looking at South America, he thinks there will be a lid on commodity prices as well as farmland values. Hensley says interest rates are also causing problems with the land market, especially comparing rates.
Historically speaking, our current interest rate environment is not out of whack or even high, but when we calculate land payments with a 7-8% rate versus those with a 4-5% rate that we were enjoying 2 years ago, the difference in those numbers adds up pretty quick.
Hensley says there is enough cash in liquidity, but also more selection going on. That means for the first time in several years, there looks to be pressure to the downside.
Across the market, there have already been several no sales from auctions that didn't perform quite the way some sellers had hoped. And while there's still plenty of capacity in the market to pop off a strong sale, just like we witnessed with a $29,600 an acre sale in Northwest Iowa here a couple of weeks ago in late February, those incredibly strong sales are likely to be the uncommon exceptions versus a rule in this changing market.
Hensley advises folks to watch for sales volume from neighborhood to neighborhood.
In those areas where little is sold, there's a natural potential for more strength in any upcoming sale that does occur because more local capital is still available to compete when something of quality comes to the public market. And in those areas where several farms have already sold, the potential for weakness is actually more likely for those opposite reasons.
And for the first time in a few years, Hensley says other sales methods will compete with public auctions.
Make sure any farmland professional you talk to about a sale is giving proper consideration to all the sale options, because in a market like we currently have, the wrong method can potentially be very costly.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services with Hertz Farm Management. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Exports are key to agriculture and gaining momentum for dairy and also Wisconsin. Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin says work over the last few years to grow exports is starting to pay off.
Farmers always ask me about, well, what are we really doing with exports? I mean, we're in the middle of the country, so do exports really matter to me? We're approaching 20% of the milk in the state being used and being sold and consumed outside our country. So yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for us to be there. We're focusing in on a number of core geographies. So just in the last month alone, we had folks in Japan, in Thailand, in UAE, as well as Mexico. So there's a lot of really good things happening.
Vincent says relationships are the key to success. USDA's Economic Research Service reports U.S. agriculture imports exceeded exports by $16.6 billion in fiscal year 2023. For nearly 60 years, U.S. agricultural trade maintained a surplus, but in fiscal year 2019, the balance shifted to a deficit, where it stayed 3 out of the last 5 fiscal years. Imports have largely followed a stable upward trend, while exports have relatively wide swings. From 2013 to 2023, imported values increased at a compounded annual growth rate of 5.8%, and exports grew at a rate of 2.1%. Although a U.S. agriculture trade balance is closely watched, it reflects changing consumer tastes, a robust economy, and a strong dollar, and is not an indicator of export competitiveness or import dependence. USDA says the U.S. consumer's growing appetite for high-valued imported goods, such as fruits and vegetables, alcoholic beverages, and processed grain products, have contributed to the expanding trade deficit. Farm commodity prices have tumbled from their peak levels they rose to during the spring of 2022, and new projections suggest the downward pressure on prices could continue through this year and beyond. The Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute of the University of Missouri recently released its annual Agricultural Market Baseline Outlook. The outlook provides projections for agricultural and biofuel markets and serves as a point of reference for evaluating alternative scenarios for food and agriculture policy. Another key finding from the report is that net farm income is projected to fall to its lowest level since 2020. For consumers, food price inflation slowed in 2023, and the report suggests that this trend could continue in 2024. The Consumer Price Index for food is anticipated to increase 2.1% this year, with the lion's share of the increase coming from food away from home. The annual report summarizes the end-year baseline projections for several economic indicators. That report can be found on the Fabry website. Scientists at USDA's Agriculture Research developed an edible antiviral treatment that can be used to protect honeybees against deformed wing virus and other viruses. Honeybees are important agricultural pollinators. However, viruses, including DWV, are linked to the deaths of millions of colonies worldwide. These colony losses devastate beekeeping industries and pose a major risk to agriculture and the global food supply. While there are medicines for other bee diseases and parasites, there's currently no treatment available to help beekeepers reduce viruses in their colonies. Researchers found that engineered algae diets suppressed DWV infection and improved survival in honeybees. When mixed into bee food, the engineered algae boosts the bee's immune system to fight off the targeted virus. The research filed a patent application for the technology and plans to use a variation of it to target additional bee viruses and other pathogens in future studies. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Expected dry and cold conditions today in our ag weather forecast. Meanwhile, a swath of accumulating snow, though, will bring a few inches on Thursday afternoon and into Friday. And a more significant winter storm with heavy snow is now looking more likely Sunday into early next week. Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs 28 to 33, relative humidities at 16 to 21%, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll have elevated fire dangers once again today, and 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 15 to 20, relative humidities at 43 to 48%, northwest winds at 5 to 9, becoming light. For Thursday, becoming mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at
22% to 27%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly cloudy, snow developing, highs 35 to 40. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow likely. We'll have highs 40 to 45.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that
she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He said he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Only with the gold of a loud burning up the night. And I said,
like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound of your sweet gentle kiss, the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul, so completely I love the way you love me. I like to imitate old Jerry Lee Watt. You roll your eyes when I'm slightly off key, and I like the innocent way that you cry at sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times. But I love
outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and the looks decent wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Little time gets killed, a lot of bull gets shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke by God. When I get to thinking, maybe she's a thinking, maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my